Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. You just tuned in. Welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. You're going to be glad you did because our good friend Mike Menzies is in the building, so to speak. Mike is the original, one of the original members of our Brain Trust. He is the resident banker in the Brain Trust. He's the president of Eastern Bank and Trust. That's what he does for a living because I don't pay him much. And he's also, if I'm not mistaken, the incoming chairman of the Independent Community Bankers Association for next year. I think that's when he takes the job. That gives you an example, an idea, folks, of how highly regarded Mike Menzies is in the banking community, the national banking community. But more importantly, he's our good friend. Mike Menzies, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks, James. It's always a delight to be with you, and thanks for all you're doing for Small Business America.
I appreciate that. Now, Mike, am I correct about that? You're going to be you're the incoming chairman?
Yes, sir.
Chairman-elect.
There's a lovely lady named Cynthia Blankenship from Texas who is the chairman through March of this year, but I am induced into the chair in March of 2009, and I'm beyond excited about the honor.
I bet you are. Well, you've been a leader in the ICBA for a long time. Ever since I've known you, you've been part of that group, and that's been a long time. And so I congratulate you on your leadership. And that's let me ask you this question. How has being part of, now the ICBA is your Independent Community Bank's national trade group. Let's just keep it simple. It's essentially your national trade group, right?
Yes, it is a membership-driven, membership-based organization with 5,000 community banks who belong to this enterprise that exists for the purpose of advancing the health and the welfare of community banking and keeping community banks alive in their individual communities. And we run from about 10 million in size to around 10 billion in size.
So, but what you just did, Mike, you just described, if I change the adjectives and the nouns there in there, you just described, you know, 100 other trade groups, 200, 500 trade groups in the country for the painters, you know, for manufacturers, for distributors, et cetera, et cetera. So my question to you is, one of the things that I've been encouraging my audience to do is to get involved in their industry's trade group. Join it on a national level. Attend at least on the regional level if you can't afford, or sometimes you can't afford to have the time to go to the national event if it's too far away or something like that. But I just think it's really important for every business to be part of their national organizations. I want you to talk to us about how it's benefited you in your profession to be part of a group like yours.
Well, Jim, you know, you've just described the opportunity of trade groups to Small Business America, and a community bank is no different. We have gone through the past 20 years of what I would describe as a roll-up economy, meaning consolidations and mergers have caused bigger players to enter every arena of the products and services industries of this nation. And you just can't compete anymore without a competitive advantage. And that competitive advantage is often provided through your trade group. In the case of ICBA, I couldn't be in the mortgage business and the credit card business and all kinds of other product offerings if I wasn't able to offer them through ICBA. Right. They serve as an aggregator, if you will.
Because you're essentially you are in the banking world, you are a small business.
Right. We are a very small business.
Just
in the
like
banking
just
world.
Like folks, you're a small business. If you're in the automobile, if you serve automobile manufacturers, you make one little screw for them or whatever that goes in a truck somewhere in an assembly plant. You're part of that industry. You're one of the small businesses of that industry. That's what Mike's bank is to the banking industry. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, and while the analogy is not perfect, it's almost like a cooperative in that our organization is truly membership driven. The increase in the value of ICBA ends up falling back to the worth of the companies that belong to ICBA because they get better products and services and support. Mm-hmm. So it's just a marvelous way to compete in today's economy, and I feel blessed to be involved with ICBA as a community bank, because all they represent is community banks, nothing else. They don't represent the big boys. They don't represent other types of financial service companies. They represent community banks and thrifts and mutuals who are community-based organizations throughout
the
nation.
Hold on to that thought, Mike. I want to come back. Folks, when we come back, I want to talk about with Mike about what he thinks about his customers, his banking customers, when he knows they're involved in their national organization. 2012. Gonna be right back with Mike Menzies. Here's Jimmy to take us out. There's too much confusion. The late great godfather of soul, ladies and gentlemen. The absolutely exquisite James Brown. Bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blessinger, small business advocate, and we're getting down and getting funky with our good friend Mike Menzies, president and CEO of Eastern Bank and Trust in Eastern Maryland, and that's EastonBankandTrust.com, right, Mike?
Yes, sir, it is. And I just, thought, James, I just can't imagine what it would be like to watch you and Devana dancing to James Brown. you wouldn't want to know what it would look like to watch me dancing to James Brown.
It's not a pretty sight, but I've done it. I have done it before. But, when you're dancing, Mike, you're kind of in your own little world, so you don't care what
other
people.
Right.
But of course, most of my dancing, Mike, was done before YouTube. That's the reason I don't dance anymore, because I'm afraid somebody will put it up on YouTube.
most of my dancing came from the phrase, dance like no one's watching.
exactly. Hey, Mike, we're talking about national trade groups, national industry groups. Mike was talking about, we were talking about the ICBA, Independent Community Bankers Association. Mike, you kept using the term member-driven group. Well, all trade groups are like that. Basically, they're all made up of the people who are in the companies, the organizations that are out there in the marketplace making things happen. They come together, and the leadership, the year to year leadership is really run by the members, and then they hire professionals to hold the things together and to manage the events and to kind of basically be there on a day to day basis. But here's my question to you, Mike: when you know that a business, can't you tell when a business is part of their national group? Don't you see a little higher level of professionalism, maybe even a little higher level of success when you see an organization that's well involved in their national trade group? Isn't that an indicator to you?
Yeah, I think to me the indicator of a successful business is one that has taken time to understand its strengths and to outsource its weaknesses. And as well as anyone, Jim, that none of us are strong at everything. We always have areas of weakness. And the value of a trade association is to capture the synergies of having someone better than you support your weaknesses. Mm-hmm. And you can do it with a trade association. Sometimes you do it through networking and partnering with synergistic organizations. But there's a great book called Discover Your Strengths, and it's all about that very simple philosophy of capitalizing on what people do well and not capitalizing on what people do poorly.
Yeah.
And that's what the trade association world is all about. It's helping members of their organization do a better job.
Well, and in the years that I spent consulting, Mike, the companies that I worked with who were at least somewhat associated, if not very well associated, with their national trade group, were the ones that I felt like were capable of sophisticated solutions, and they were more proactive. They were more likely to be proactive in their problem solving scenarios and their systems and methods of problem solving. Also, they knew things about their industry that their competitors who weren't part of the group knew. They were going to these meetings. They were finding out what was coming at them down the road. They were meeting people who were developing products only for that industry. Products
and
services.
That's absolutely true. Yeah, totally true. And we do that. You know, many trade groups stand on a three-legged stool. One is the political leg, which gives them advance warning and advance notice of the evolution of that industry. The other is a product and services tool, which provides synergy in products and services. And the third is an education tool that allows people to understand better how that industry is evolving. And all three are critical to getting to the future.
So if you were evaluating a new customer, a new banking customer, and part of their resume, so to speak, their package, showed you that they were involved in their national trade group, that would be a plus on their side of the ledger, wouldn't it, evaluation of them?
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it.
Yeah. Okay, let's change the subject and talk a little bit, or not change the subject, let's move over and talk a little bit more directly about banking. What's going on out there in the banking world? The financial meltdown that we had over the last 12 months seems to be sort of seeking a bottom and maybe retrenching a little bit. What do you think?
Well, a couple reflections. First of all, with respect to this word meltdown, I think it's so important that people recognize that there are 8,400 banks. I'll say that again. There are about 8,400 banks in this nation, mm-hmm. and almost 8,000 of those banks are community banks. They're community-based institutions.
God bless every one of them, too, by the way.
Yep, and they are not Wall Street driven, mm-hmm. subprime driven, mm-hmm. Credit swap derivative driven institutions. They're community based institutions, and the well publicized failure of the banking industry exaggerates the nature of the problem
right.
when it comes to community banking.
Mm-hmm.
Community banks are generally very well capitalized, very well managed, and strong. Now, with that said, the economic challenges of subprime and credit default swaps and the like, which are exotic products that were designed over the mm-hmm. past 8 or 9 or 10 years, has certainly caused some remarkable challenges in the largest financial service companies of the nation. Today, for example, we see sell recommendations on Citigroup, the largest
yep.
bank in the nation.
Yep. Yep. And somebody else is getting in some brand new sovereign wealth money this week. I've forgotten which one it is, but that's happening. But no, my audience knows we've been differentiating all year long between independent community banks and the big banks. Hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is where you can find all the things that we do here, including the show and everything else that we do. And, of course, askjim.biz is our knowledge base where you get small business answers now. And you can ask your questions, and we'll give you lots of answers, and hopefully the one you want. And, of course, no barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out and use our stuff. Mike Menzies is our guest. His website is Easton Bank and Trust, just like it sounds, EastonBankandTrust.com, which is out of the great state of Maryland, beautiful city of Easton, over on the Eastern Shore, where the crabs are running fat and sassy right now, right?
That's right. They're looking beautiful.
Yeah, but we don't eat the sooks, right? We only own the jimmies.
No, nope, we're not Virginians, and we won the war, so we don't eat the sooks.
I love this. And by the way, I told a Virginian that the other day. He just grumbled. He just kind of muttered to himself. I told him about that. He seemed like he said something about self-righteous Marylanders or something like that. I forgot what he said. He said something about that, I think. Mike, we were talking about the economy and the banking situation. As I said going into the break, my audience knows that nobody more than my audience knows that the differentiation between an independent community bank and the big banks. And see, folks, what's going on right now, Mike? How many times have you heard me say, if you're going to have one bank, that bank needs to be an independent community bank, and if you have two banks, one of those can be a big bank, but one of your banks must be an independent community bank. I've been saying that for decades now, and folks, what's just happened? This subprime challenge and credit meltdown that the big banks have had, not the little banks, but the big banks, that is a perfect example, Mike, of why my advice all these years has been valid.
Well, you know, James, it's really very simple. You may well get an excellent product from a big bank, but with a community bank, you're also going to have a relationship. And in times like this, you need a relationship. You need to be able to sit down with a banker and talk about strategies when you're under stress. And that's what community banking is all about. It's having a relationship.
Yep, that's right. Well, there's so many other things. And folks, I've never said don't do business with a big bank. I've never said that at all. In fact, I know that there's some great things they can do. In fact, Mike, you've got to, as you grow your business, you have to do that, because there's going to come a time when you could outgrow your community bank.
Well, you know, I think that big banks absolutely play a significant role in the economy. And when you look at the fact that the top five banks have 48% of all of the $13.5 trillion of assets, mm-hmm. and the top 10 banks have a little under 60%, 56 or 7% of all the assets, you recognize that they are truly significant in the whole scheme of things. Mm-hmm. But there's still a wonderful value proposition that comes out of community banks. We upstream with some large banks, and we're thrilled to have those large banks there to upstream too. We appreciate their presence. At the same time, when we go through tough economies, it can be tough to upstream loans,
yep. mm-hmm.
meaning participate loans, when they're stressed. So we're on the same page there.
Yep, absolutely. Mike, give us your take on the economy as it stands right now. What do you think about the national economy the rest of this year?
Jim, I'll try to be brief because I know we're out of time, but I think we have another 12 to 18 months to go before we really understand how this is going to shake out. And that's because of the extreme real estate leverage that's gone on, the intense scrutiny for construction and commercial real estate lending that's going on,
mm-hmm.
All of this subprime challenge faced with declining real estate prices, and now the credit swap, credit default swap issues coming to surface, which is mm-hmm. There's an article.
Is there another shoe waiting to drop, Mike? You think
there could be another shoe in terms mm-hmm. of credit swap credit default swap transactions. Mm-hmm. That's a $62 trillion industry that is not totally understood, and I don't pretend to understand it.
So you're still worried about the next 18 months, aren't you?
On a national economy basis, yes. I think the next 18 months will prove challenging.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Good to be with you, Jim.
Okay. Mike Menzies, ladies and gentlemen, our good friend and the president and CEO of Eastern Bank and Trust and the chairman-elect of the Independent Community Bankers Association. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.